Thank you for calling the Expo. How may I help you?
Hello. I'm calling back at XPO back for a client that wasn't at home. Yeah. And I just learned that they actually gave me the wrong address entirely.
Hold on. Say that again, sir. Your phone is breaking up. I can hardly hear you.
All right, hold on. I was calling in for a client not at home, and I actually just learned the address was wrong, and we just waited 20 minutes, honestly. So I'm just calling it back for the timer.
What's the order number?
The order number is... Oh, where'd it go? Hold on, sorry. I did the wrong one. 6813-0074.
What did
I do that again?
Or Sasha Mumick.
Yes. So, last night I confirmed everything with the client, and I just learned while I was at the house that it wasn't even him, it was one of his tenants. And then I learned that it was the wrong phone number, we couldn't get a hold of the tenant. And then I learned that it's the wrong address after waiting all this time. So everything was wrong on the order.
Okay, so this is 5118 South Hickory Avenue. Is not the correct address?
No, it's supposed to be 1117 West Waco Street.
And the telephone number is 918-850-8743. Is not the right number as well?
That's the realtor's number. The client's phone number is actually 918-851-3807. If that's the right phone. That's the one he gave me. He's texting. I can't ever get a hold of him on phone, so he's been texting me.
Okay, give me just a second.
Ranger.
Okay, so this installment is not for Sasha Mumick?
No, it's for someone. Her name is apparently Misha Simon, something like that. S-I-E-M-E-N-S.
Okay, give me just a second.
I'm just telling the, because I texted them, he's like, asked me to go out to the other client's house, and I'm just telling them that, unfortunately, I'm already on the other side of town, because I was at their house for quite a while, actually, and I have to continue my day. Thank you.
Hello, are you still there?
Yes, sir, I'm still here. I'm sorry. I'm about to get in contact with the DOD just to confirm all this information to them.
Okay. Because I'm actually, I'll be on the phone. Oh, they're calling me now, actually, but I'm at another client's house now.
And what was your name again, sir?
My name is Curtis. If you hear me talking, it's because I'm talking to the next client.
Yes, sir, that's fine. And did you get a description of the house, sir?
I was at a white duplex. Like, it was just kind of like all white and tan. It was just a duplex, but that's the address I was at, but it was the wrong address.
I'm sorry, you did say you did get a description of the house?
Yeah, it was a white duplex. I was at it was just a regular duplex, 5118. The mailboxes were right next to each other. The garages, it was a duplex where the garages are next to each other instead of away from each other.
Okay, your phone started breaking a real flight. The wind took
over.
That's
fine. Oh, yeah. I'm outside. Okay, I'll turn it. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, that's fine.
I was at like a white and tan duplex is what it was. And then both mailboxes were side by side for that duplex on the curb. Ugh, I really sound like the next client isn't here yet.
Okay, can you hold on just a second? I'm about to get in contact with the DOD.
Okay, they're here. Okay.